The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
No, you're right. Drew, you're right. It's been a heck of a year for me in terms of Hollywood interviews. Whoa, my camera's like, where am I? What the heck? There we are for our viewers on YouTube and Facebook. And I don't know, man. This camera is off, buddy. Oh, there it is. There it is. As you can see, I'm not. We're talking about a low budget Hollywood production here. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, the actors, pretty good run there. I got to meet Bill Murray. Didn't interview him, but that was pretty neat a few weeks ago at the NASCAR race. And then at the Music Awards last year, yeah. Billy Crystal on Sports on a Sunday Morning. You're right, Drew. I remember turning to my daughter, Audrey, and saying, I think that's the biggest celebrity I've ever interviewed when we got on the elevator. She's like, really? I said, yeah, let's go look back at some of his movies. And then I interviewed at Powell Hall at the red carpet world premiere of Soul on Fire. Really nice job by John O'Leary and everybody to contribute and actually turn that amazing story and then book into a movie. William H. Macy. Yeah, that's a pretty big one right there. John Corbett. It was Joel Courtney, the young actor who plays John O'Leary, that my daughter called me and she goes, Dad, did you do the red carpet world premiere of Soul on Fire? She's in college at Miami of Ohio. And I said, yeah. And she goes, did you interview Joel Courtney? I said, I sure did. She goes, oh my gosh. And you could hear all the girls in the background giggling. They all like Joel. Okay. 29-year-old actor. They love John Corbett. He plays the dad in a lot of the movies that they saw. So that was neat. It was a nice experience. We'll hear William H. Macy and John O'Leary coming up next hour. Cardinal baseball. I want to get into that first. And something that I wanted to say about the Cardinals and also MLB postseason as it relates to, obviously, what the Cardinals want to do and where they want to go. We'll get into some college football coming up here in just a moment. Hockey as well. Congrats to City on picking up a win. I know that City is out of it, but they look better. They won on the road against Austin 3-1. I want to make sure I mention that so the soccer fans don't get upset with me. I know I don't have Lutz on anymore. We're going to replace. They don't have a replacement right now. There is no sporting director. You know, you've got you know, John Hackworth and Diego Giuliani and others are sharing those duties. So just patience there. I would say that Lutz was very, very dedicated to the show. I mean, Lutz really liked being on the show. He liked sharing with us. He liked this being the platform where he could give information to the fans. And he made that pretty much exclusive to us. So we appreciate that. And by the way, so did John Mozeliak, who did not get a lot of credit for that. But Mozeliak did that as well. He never got compensated for being on the show. You know, he just did it because he felt like it was the right thing to do. It was the broadcast partnership with us and thought that this is part of his duty was to come on Sundays and be with us. And yes, Chaim Bloom is going to do the same thing. Chaim is with family this weekend after a big, big week. And we're going to have him on this Sunday show for the foreseeable future, I would imagine. I think the Gas House Gang could be in play for him. But we will hear a really good interview that John Rooney did with Chaim Bloom coming up on KMOX. And that'll be in that normal slot. We're going to keep it at 11:30. 26-minute interview, so we won't play the whole thing. We'll pick, Drew and I will pick a portion of that to play. I kind of feel like people want to hear what he had to say about Ollie. That seems to be the hot button issue that came out of that. You know, and I was a little surprised at the reaction that came out of that, that when he officially said that Ollie is coming back, that there was a lot of pushback from Cardinals fans. But I understand, because I talk to Cardinals fans about it quite often as to why they want that change. And I don't know that it's all personal against Ollie. I think that people, and Cardinals fans, go ahead and comment on here if you want. You can call in if you want. Drew, open up the phone lines if you want, if that's all right. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. The Odyssey app is alive and well around the country, and I know that people are watching. But what I gather here is that people just want some sort of signal that there's going to be a change. That's what they wanted. And so Ollie was going to have to be that guy for a lot of people. That it wasn't necessarily that they didn't like Ollie, but they didn't love the manager. And so they thought that that should be what Bloom should step up there and say. What you were missing there, for those of you who have been listening to KMOX and certainly who have been following along on the Gas House Gang, is that Ollie wasn't going anywhere. I mean, you could just hear the relationship that he's had with Chaim. He talked about him all the time. And Bloom could have fired him if he wanted to. He could have done it. But if Chaim thinks that he's the right fit, and this is a clear change from Mozeliak, John Mozeliak has absolutely nothing to do with this. And don't you think that Bill DeWitt and ownership would say, okay, if Chaim said, I think we need to go in a different direction. I've been watching this. I'm the outsider that you brought in to audit this. I've been watching this whole thing. I think your best move is to change managers. Don't you think they would say, okay, what? How much money would they be out? I mean, it's 1 year left on his contract. No, actually the opposite happened. They really felt like Ollie Marmol, according to Bloom, was the right fit moving forward. So I was a little surprised by the amount of people that protested that. I'm not sure what you expected to happen. Did you think that they were going to hire Yachty or Albert or something or Joe Madden? I'm not really sure, but I'm just telling you, I think that's what happened, is that fans are waiting for this cutoff of the previous regime and a fresh start. That's what they wanted. Let's go to Paul and get his thoughts. And then I've got another Cardinals thought I want to throw out there, something that happened on social media that started out very tame and kind of went nuts. But that tends to happen with this awesome, passionate fan base. Let's go to Paul. Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom, great show this morning. Thanks, man. I'm a huge Ollie fan. Heard him speak at Fellowship of Christian Athletes quarterly breakfast. But he is such a great communicator. He's in the corner of his players, and he is the youngest manager in baseball, so he's a work in process, of course. I completely agree with Bernie with regard to how can you say that he's the problem because he's had a roster that's deficient. You know, no offense to the Cardinal roster, but we've got work to do there, and let's judge him based upon what he does when he has the horses. So I'll hang up and listen to your
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Christmas?
Yeah, Paul, I agree with that. And I'm not saying that I agree with everything that Ollie does, but I think he's a very smart baseball man. I think he's a passionate Cardinals man. He's been in the organization for a long time. He knows the game. Obviously, he's willing to work with Heim on a number of different levels. You can just hear it. He's excited. He seems energized by the change, and he's ready to go. I think this is going to be interesting to watch. And he did not have a good team this year. I'm sorry. Like, what are you supposed to do with this rotation? What are you supposed to do? The last time he had a good team, he won the division. Guys, you have to have players. You have to have players to win. I mean, he's not taking the at-bats. Goldschmidt and Arenado slipped at the same time. You know, I'm not absolving him. I'm just saying, like, just be, if you're being realistic about it. Jack, go ahead. You're on KMOX.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to say I've been a lifelong Cardinal fan and followed him very closely in the 50s. And I'll make the comment that I was probably the biggest Cardinal fan that I know outside of Marty Hendon. But
oh, what a great name to bring up. That's awesome.
Yeah, I go back to that time, and the Cardinals were a second division club for most of the 1950s, living on the past of the 1940s. And in reality, they didn't start to turn things around until they got rid of Stan Musial and Red Shaneyeast, and of course in 64 brought in Lou Brock. And the whole big thing changed. I'm curious about one of the comments that John Mozeliak made, and that is the Cardinals never had an elite player recently. And you look through the Cardinal history, you go back to the 60s, you can think of Brock and Gibson, and think of the 80s of Ozzie Smith, and, of course, the recent time of both Yachty and Albert. And I'm just wondering if that's what Mozeliak felt was really missing to make this Cardinal team that we're so used to rooting for. And like I say, we go back to the 1950s. Gussie Bush bought the Cardinals in 1963. He had a winning season in, I think, 1957 and 1960. But it wasn't until they cleared house and brought in the new faces of the club that things turned around. And you listen to Gussie in 1964, the excitement he had when the Cardinals won the pennant. So Cardinals fans seem to be patient. We've been through this before, those of us who are older. And I'll quit right there. Thank you.
All right, thanks. There isn't a lot of patience among Cardinals fans because they're used to winning. I did post on Thursday. I was in on Mark Cox's show. I don't know if you guys know this, but on 97.1, I pop in on Monday and Thursday, and I do about 10 minutes with Mark Cox and Dan Buck. And I said, wow, how about that? The Reds, you know, thanks for playing. I mean, they were out very quickly in the postseason. And I said, did you know that, and I had forgotten about this, the Reds have not won a postseason series since 1995. And I said aloud, I wonder how many of the Cardinals have won since then. You know, a lot, right? I said, I'm going to go look it up. So I went, I looked it up. I was actually very surprised. 18 postseason series wins, not wins, series wins for the Cardinals since 19-5, 18-0. So I put that out there on Twitter, and the responses were wild. You know, I think some people got it, said, yeah, I guess, you know, when you think you don't have it, when you think you have it bad, look at what the Reds fans deal with. Then I had some people that asked me if Bill DeWitt paid me to say that. Bill DeWitt has bigger fish to fry. He has bigger problems than that. He needs to put people in the seats. And then I had people that wondered why I was comparing the Cardinals to the Reds, which of course I'm not. My point is that sometimes we forget what a run the Cardinals had, but it also goes to show that that's why people are angry. They're used to winning. It's been a while. It's been a decade since the Cardinals were in the NLCS. They were in the NLCS in 19, but since they had success, like a real World Series contender, it's been a decade, and people were upset about that. Now they're just, they just don't like it. And there are some people that are patient, Jack, and there are some people that are not. They want it now, and they're tired of it. And I embrace all of it because I want Cardinals fans to tell me. I want them to be engaged. I want to know. I grew up one. I grew up a Cardinals fan. I grew up with knowing that I was going to go see a winner. And then I went through the 90s, a downtime, and then back in 2000, really, 96, they made it to the playoffs. The McGuire home run race was fun, but 2000, that was when it really took off, and we've had a lot of winning since then, but it has taken a slide back. And so Cardinals fans are saying we are and should be an elite National League team. We're National League royalty. Tired of being in the middle. And that was the reaction out of that. They want things to happen. Let's go to Tony on KMOX. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. I'm in my mid-60s. I've been a Cardinal fan all my life, as far back as I can remember. My grandfather played for the Cardinals in the 20s. Oh. I think my problem with Ollie, and I think he's a fine person, and I'm glad he's a Christian and all that, but the whole thing goes back to Mike Schilts, or I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. I feel like he was kind of dirtied on and kind of ran out the door, and then they brought Mo in. And I don't blame him for taking the job, but he seems like he was Mo's yes man or something, rightly or wrongly. And I don't like how – I don't think he's publicly ever stood up like I think Whitey Herzog would have, and not many people are Whitey Herzog. I think they run the same players out thinking, well, they're going to do better, and they don't. I think Ollie will make a fantastic manager, but I think he needs to be somewhere else. And as far as the DeWitts and me, to me, they're the same as the Bidwell brothers. They ruined the football Cardinals. And I'm sorry, everybody loves the DeWitts, but I think they should go too. So that's just my personal opinion.
All right. Well, there you go. Tony's laying it down. I think that is a common thing where people did not like the Schilt firing, didn't like the way it was handled. And so Ollie, unfortunately, gets painted as some bad guy who just stepped in and nodded and took the job when it's completely different than that. But it's their job to send out the communication better. And of course, winning solves everything. But that's one of the many things that he said there. One of the big things that jumps out to me is that people didn't like Schilt getting fired and how it happened and how it was never fully explained. And then suddenly Ollie Marmol's the manager. It did him no favors, even though he won the division the next year. Kevin, you're on KMOX. Great to be with you.
Be with you, Tom. I've always enjoyed your shows.
Thanks.
If people are expecting Heim Bloom to become the second coming, to be the second coming of Branch Rickey, they can forget it, because it all comes down to how much money the DeWitts want to spend. If the DeWitts don't want to loosen the purse strings, the Cardinals aren't going to have a competitive team. And that's all it comes down to. I like Ollie, and I'm glad they're bringing him back. It's not his fault they're losing. It's the ownership. And that's my comment.
It always starts at the top. Bill DeWitt Jr. and his son Bill DeWitt III are the two faces out in front of the ownership group, but it's certainly Bill DeWitt Jr. who calls the shots. He could say no to anything he wants, and John Mozeliak basically suggested things, but he was working for Bill, and now Heim will work for Bill, so you are correct there. But I do believe that they did exactly what you all wanted them to do, which was to break away from this is how we do it, we're going to keep promoting from within. They went out and they got the outside set of eyes, okay? Bill DeWitt Jr. is the furthest thing from a villain. Let me say that again. Bill DeWitt Jr. is a good man. He is a baseball man. He comes from a baseball family, a St. Louis baseball family, mind you. And for a long time, won a lot of games here. But like any franchise, things run their course and you have to change. He made the hard decision of firing Walt Jocketty in 2007. He favored Jeff Luhnow and what he was doing, and he hired John Mozeliak to take over, to oversee those two factions that were the old school and new school that were differing. And a lot of success came out of that, you have to admit. They did very well for a long time. And then, guess what happened? They thought that the way they were doing it was going to be fine all the way, and they end up getting passed by other teams. Because what Heim Bloom said, I want you to listen to this clearly, okay? Some people have missed what Bloom said in his own press conference right away. He said that every single day, 29 teams, 29 people in your position are trying to beat you. No matter what you do in this organization, 29 other people in your position are trying to beat you. So you need to win the 1 to 6 p.m. You need to win the games, yes. But other teams are trying to beat you. This is exactly what Cardinals fans should want to hear. The Cardinals, for years, have been in this tunnel where they said, yeah, I know, I got it. Like other teams are doing, this is how we do it. We're the Cardinals, the Cardinal way. This is how we do it. We're going to do it a certain way, And I don't care what everybody else says. We do things a certain way around here, and we win. Our track record says so. Haim is saying the opposite. He's saying, you got to take a look at these other teams. You better be competitive with these other 29. And I'm telling you right now, you've got to go get the Haim Blooms. You got to go steal from other – they didn't steal him. He got fired. You got to go get the Rob Serfolios and Larry Days. You have to steal the performance guys and the strength guys and the ideas on how to improve your team mentally. You have to go get other people's people, other people's ideas, and do it better. Because guess what? That's what everybody did to the Cardinals. They all did it. They went and they stole the Cardinals' ideas and replicated it, and they were successful. Bingo. And the Cardinals didn't keep pace with it. And that's why they got passed. And it's forward thinking. And now you have the guy who wants to do that. And that's the message that should be out there right now. And it is not going to be overnight. I mean, it's going to take a while. But they put themselves in this hole. But now they have, I think, the guy who's going to get that done. And time will tell if that's the case. But I'm telling you that however you feel, I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. You've been a fan of this team for a long time. And believe me, I've gone through all the emotions. I've been angry. I've been patient. I've been impatient. I've gone through it all, too. But I, watching this thing and listening to it and following it every single day, I can see the path that they're on by bringing in Haim. But, he's not going to hit all the right notes in the first day. He's not going to tell you everything he's going to do. But if you read, I wish he would have said rebuild, but that's okay. If you read between the lines, which you often have to do in this business, it's going to be a process to get this thing back. There is no more patchwork to get this thing back to where it used to be and should be, where the Cardinals were the envy of the National League and, quite honestly, baseball, where they had the organization that everybody wanted to be. That's where you have to get back to do it. And yes, ownership will have to give him the resources that he needs to do that. First task, allocate all the money he needs to fix this minor league system. That process is already underway. Then, if the right player comes along, yeah, you go get him. And the roster is going to be a lot different. Changes are going to be made. But yes, ultimately, money does talk. You don't need to spend $300 or $400 million on payroll. The Brewers have just shown you that. And they might well win the World Series with a lower payroll. That's the model that you have to follow. You need to be a machine. Players need to come up here and not learn how to hit and not learn how to field. Players need to come up here and win damn games for this team. This is not a farm club. This is the big leagues. And that's where they got backwards. They got to a point where they're calling players up and putting them in the starting lineup and having to teach them how to play big league baseball. That shouldn't be happening. That should be happening in the minor leagues. Then they come up and they get the job done. So we blew past talking about MLB postseason. We blew past talking about college football and doing a scoreboard and doing headlines and doing news. And I don't care, because I think this was important to be able to talk about all this. And we will be right back with much more. It is Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. Well, let me set this up for you. So for those who aren't aware, there is a story that started here in St. Louis. John O'Leary, who when he was 9 years old was burned badly near death after an explosion in his garage at his home in St. Louis in Town and Country, hospitalized. He was visited by Jack Buck, and his family, his faith, his hospital staff, Mr. Buck, all willed him, and John did himself, back to what was expected to be a tragic passing. He turned himself around, ended up not only leaving the hospital, but walking again, getting married, having kids, having a successful life. It's a tremendous comeback, turnaround, miracle of a story. They had a book on fire that turned into a movie thanks to Terry Schnook, local producer and many others who backed this with the funds that are necessary to create a movie, made the movie. It's a feel-good movie I think you'll enjoy. They had a world premiere at Palace Symphony Hall, and I had a chance to visit with one of the lead actors who played Mr. Buck, William H. Macy.
It's amazing. It really is. We are joined by William H. Macy. I'm gonna show you this camera right here. The big one. This is going on live right now inside Powell Hall. Those folks who are waiting in the seats, waiting to see this movie, are watching us. What can you say to them about tonight, what it means to you? What are these nights like for you?
First of all, thank you for being there and supporting the movie. I hope you have a good time. That's why we did it, so that you're entertained. Hopefully people are moved and have a good cry and a good laugh and maybe love our fellow man a little bit more. Sometimes you need a film like this for that. What do these things mean to me, the openings? I'm really proud to be an actor. And every time I see people turn out like this, it's a fabulous job. It's 100 disparate people all pulling in the same direction to make a piece of art. And I'm proud as punch to do this for a living.
I worked with Jack Buck for 4 years. He was my mentor, one of many, but somebody who inspired me. Tell me about Jack Buck from your perspective. What did you learn about him?
We talk about heroes a lot. I never got to meet him. I find him endlessly fascinating. That he did all these lovely altruistic things quietly, silently. Nobody knew about them. Since this film started shooting, people are coming forward all the time telling more and more stories about Jack Buck and how he helped, how he showed up. And in this script, he heard about this kid who got burned at a dinner party, and in his tuxedo he went that night and sat by the bed. The kid was in a coma, and he whispered in his ear, "You're going to survive." He gave him faith.
Thank you so much for this, for being here. We can't wait to see it. Appreciate you very much.
Thanks. Goodbye.
I had a lot of fun with him and with John Corbett, who was also there, actor from My Big Fat Greek Wedding and others. As I mentioned at the start of the show, my girls thought it was great that one of their favorite movie dads was visiting with their dad. He was really good. He said some things. If you want to go, it's on YouTube. If you want to see the whole red carpet, it's like 2 hours. It was chaotic. I guess I could apply to Access Hollywood now. Never done anything like that, but it was really a lot of fun to do. But Corbett was very complimentary of St. Louis, but at the same time, he seemed saddened by how empty downtown was when he stayed down here and was rooting for it to come back. He said, "I'm from Wheeling, West Virginia. I understand sometimes where, you know, things aren't functioning at 100%, and something along those lines. And I want the city to do well." And I thought that it was really great. I thought it was a good step to have a Hollywood-like red carpet atmosphere in St. Louis. Nothing but good, positive vibes out of that. Good to visit with William H. Macy. Let's take a break. We'll come back. And when we do, we will shift our attention to hockey. The Blues won last night. Their opener is coming up on Thursday. We'll hear from Coach Jim Montgomery and players. And Keith Fisher, the hockey coach at Lindenwood University. Lots of hockey coming. Then we are going to shift to the NFL. NFL picks at 11:05, 11:15. We'll be visited by the president of McKelvey Homes, Jim Brennan, with a very special announcement, one of our great partners. At 11:30, it is the extended visit with Chaim Bloom, Cardinals president of baseball operations. And at 11:45, Bernie Miklas, who I've been texting with here for the last 10, 15 minutes. He just heard my entire opening monologue, and he has some thoughts. That's coming up next. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
A lot of great comments coming in. Appreciate you very much. Based on what I was saying earlier about the Cardinals, this is Bill. Said he bought 100 tickets in 21 and 22, some in 23, but haven't been back to the stadium since and was looking forward to going back in 26. But now we'll just watch games on TV until Ollie is gone. Wow. Well, that seems a little extreme, but do what you got to do. DLW says Ollie only had two reliable starting pitchers. Yeah, I would agree with that. In fact, in the end, he only had one in Sonny Gray until they put Michael McGreevy in there. This is KT said, becoming the Cubs wait till next year crap. I don't know. The Cubs are pretty good.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I think they look pretty good. They're better than the Cardinals are. I know what you mean, though, KT. I got you. This is another one. Team regressed as the year went on. Second worst in the NL. No change to coaches. Obviously, they're lacking. No development. Most fans want change, says Rob. Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm only posting some of these comments because I think it's important, again, to understand what fans, they don't speak for all fans, but what the fans who are upset about, the ones who are being negative about it, what they feel. And it's important whether they're basing it on fact or just they don't like him or whatever the case may be. I want to hear what people have to say. I got a private DM from someone who said that Ollie, the reason that people are upset with Ollie is he makes bad decisions based on spreadsheets, that he doesn't read the analytics right. And, you know, so again, they have new leadership right now with Heim Bloom. I mean, things are going to change in a lot of different ways. Just be prepared for that. Let's shift our attention quickly to the Blues and Blues coach Jim Montgomery. After a 4-0 win over the Blackhawks last night, the Blues now have some decisions to make. They have a 23-man roster that they have to finalize. They did send 5 players to Springfield today, including a player who was really good in Otto Stenberg. I thought he was excellent for them. Dvorsky also among those going to Springfield. Let's hear from Montgomery after a 4-0 win over the Hawks.
Overall, I thought camp was a success, and the fact that we thought we worked really hard. We got a lot accomplished. We got all areas covered, 3-on-3, pulled goalie situation both ways, for and against. And then how hard camp was. We thought we pushed them hard, and we thought in the last week we backed off to how long practices were, and we thought that would help us in the games, and it did.
Anything you saw today that says you're ready for the start of the season?
Just our team structure in the last 2 games. Tonight was our best structure, and last game was the best pace we played with.
A lot of talk going into camp about having you at the start of camp would be a benefit. What do you think was, in what ways was that the biggest benefit for you?
Well, the cohesion of the group, you know, like you could tell like right away in practice, we understand how we want to play, we understand our identity, and I think that helped us play and practice well.
One on Snuggerud, what do you thought about his passing and playmaking ability, and how much of an overall threat he'll be because of that going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, we know that, you know, he sees the ice really well. He showed us that last year, and that's why, you know, a lot of guys like playing with him, because when someone moves the puck really well, like him, like Kyrou, like Holloway, like Neighbors, like a lot of players we have, they like playing together, and that's what makes us so formidable, is that we have a lot of weapons that can mix and match together.
Closing it up here, of the up-and-coming prospects coming, who's showing for you, and look forward to keeping tabs on this season?
Well, you know, on the back end, Lindstein and Skinner would come to mind right away. And then I would say up front, Dvorsky, Kaskimaki, and Stenberg really come to mind.
On Kaskimaki, what stood out about his overall camp and how close he is to being an NHL player?
How smart he is, how reliable he is. He's trustworthy. He's on the right side of the puck. You know, you can see him being a bottom six forward and having success.
All good.
Thank you.
That's Coach Jim Montgomery after the Blues 4-0 win over the Blackhawks. Kaskimaki, Stenberg, some of the names that he mentioned there. Lindstein, they were assigned to Springfield, but they are going to keep a very close eye on those young players. The Blues have a very nice mix right now of veterans, young emerging players. That Dylan Holloway is something special. I mean, he is a tremendous talent. I look forward to it. It all comes down to goaltending to me. If Bennington and Hofer are as good as they need to be, the Blues will be right there. I think they've upgraded defensively. Can keep an eye on Logan Mailloux and see how good he can be as a younger Colton Parayko type. And, of course, it's all about up the middle as well, which they have upgraded. And I think that the Blues could be a contender. I think they are a contender for a shot at a playoff spot and maybe even a run at a Stanley Cup if they add at the deadline. Let's join a little college hockey discussion for the back half of our hockey segment. We're joined by the head coach at Lindenwood University. Keith Fisher is with us on KMOX. Coach, it's great to have you back on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
It's a pleasure. Well, you open up the season against Wisconsin. How about that to start the season? And last year, surprised Wisconsin, the Lions did. This time around, they came in and they were able to take care of business. 3-0 in the first game and 7-3 was the score last night. How would you assess those 2 games and what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, we're taking steps as a team. And just listening to that interview with Coach Montgomery there, he talked about having a team identity. And we're still getting our team identity. We have 16 new players on the roster, and so we're coming together as a team. But not the results we wanted this weekend, but I think we took good steps, and We did some good things. We just need to keep building on those things and be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, it was a 1-0 game in that opener. I want to focus on that one, that Friday night game. It's a 1-0 game for a while, and then I believe this is right, that you went on the power play a couple of times but just weren't able to get anything through. I think you only got one shot on goal in those two. That is a huge key. If you go back to Montgomery, his successful teams were great on the power play. If you can get that power play clicking, I think you are on the road to success.
Yeah, I mean that helps. I thought we played a good game on Friday. We didn't give up a 5-on-5 goal. The goals we gave up were on the power play, 4-on-4, and then we gave up an empty netter. So I thought defensively we were really good. I thought in the neutral zone we did a lot of good things. And we didn't have much of our identity offensively that we needed to work on. And then turn that over to last night. You know, we gave up 2 power play goals in the first period. So our PK needs to be, improve a little bit. But then we had some offensive identity in the second period and scored 2 goals. You outshot them 18-11 in the period. And unfortunately took some penalties, undisciplined penalties in the third period, and the game got away from us a little bit.
And then going back to Friday, you won that faceoff battle too. Did you win it Saturday? I didn't see the stats on that, but I know you did on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that's something really important. That's part of our objectives of something, a statistic that we want to win. I think it's really important to have all 5 guys on the ice ready for a face-off, and shows if you're ready to compete.
College hockey, man, love it. You've got Lake Superior State, 2 games coming up Friday and Saturday, and then back at it, Centene Community Ice Center. Look at this. The University of Denver comes rolling in Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, not to mention my daughter's school. She's a freshman at Miami University in Ohio on the 24th and 25th. Some big games in October, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get easy for us, but that's a good thing. You know what? We want to play the top teams in college hockey, and we're doing that. And, you know, I think that's going to help prepare us for the season overall. You know, this weekend, you know, Wisconsin is a top 20 team, and I thought both games were a high pace. So that's really going to prepare us for this weekend up in Lake State and then returning for Denver and Miami. But, you know, this whole season, we just want to keep building and keep getting better for the end of the season tournament there that we're going to be hosting at Centene with all the independent schools. And, you know, that's our goal, is to win that at the end of the year.
This is Keith Fisher, the head coach at Lindenwood University, the hockey coach who I recall our first conversation that you spent, as we talked about, that long run on the staff at Penn State, but you were a distant, not too far away, fan of the Blues growing up, weren't you? Specifically of Brett Hull. So you understood the community here very well.
Yeah, I mean, the Blues, I've always had respect for an organization. It goes back to my youth days growing up in northern Minnesota, and I actually watched Brett Hull play at Minnesota Duluth in college there, and just followed his pro career here at in St. Louis, and have always had affinity for the St. Louis area, and they do a tremendous job developing hockey players here. And you know, I've been coaching for almost 25 years now, and I've almost always had a player from St. Louis on my rosters at every spot I've been. So, and I know how passionate this fan base is about the Blues, and you know, hopefully Lindenwood here in the future. And but I think the potential is big for what we have going at in Lindenwood.
A lot of people talking about St. Louis as a hockey fan now. You didn't have that when I was growing up. I mean, it was hard to get any time on rinks. Now you got rinks popping up everywhere. And look at this, Maryville's getting big time. I mean, it's real, isn't it, Coach? I mean, St. Louis, there is a buzz right now about what's happening at the youth level.
I mean, it's awesome to hear, and just getting more immersed in the hockey community here. And kind of the saying is, if you build it, they'll come. And, you know, you could probably put up 8 to 10 more sheets of ice throughout the community and they'd all be full. So it's exciting, you know, not only with the youth boys from around the community, but also the youth girls is growing as well. So the more hockey fan, I mean, it's a tremendous sport, and the more kids playing, I think everybody's going to benefit from it.
If you go to Lindenwood University's site, it's very easy to get tickets. All you have to do is just go there, and you can get tickets to those Denver games coming up. the following weekend. So this weekend, again, they're at Lake Superior State, and then they have the University of Denver Friday and Saturday. Just a final thing, your message to the fans, not only in St. Charles, your home area there for Lindenwood, but also around St. Louis. What can they expect, and what would you like to see from them?
You know, I want to see them out at games. I think once they attend the game at Centene, they're going to want to come back. But we're going to have to work on this. Work extremely hard. They're going to go out and compete every night. And college hockey is an unbelievable product. And, you know, St. Louis did an unbelievable job of supporting the Frozen Four last year when it was here in town. And I think we can take some of that support and bring it over to Centene and support Lindenwood. And college hockey is so fast. And you're seeing a lot of the next step for a lot of these players is the NHL. You know, so we're kind of the minor leagues of hockey right now too. So you're going to see the stars of the NHL coming up and see a great fast paced action, both ends, hard hitting. It's just a fun time for the family to come out and watch some hockey.
The Lindenwood Lions and their hockey program is run by Keith Fisher, the head coach, joining us on KMOX. It's great to talk to you again. All the best this season. We'll stay in touch with you. We'll keep our eyes on what's going on there, not to mention the football program, which is coming off a great win against Tennessee Martin. Appreciate you, Coach. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good to talk to you. My daughter went to Miami's home opener. She had a blast there in Oxford. College hockey's cool, man. You should go see it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, have our NFL picks. We have a lot of good stuff coming, including John Rooney's sit down with Heim Bloom. Bernie Miklas, boy, he's ready to go already. We're going to try to get to him ASAP, probably in the 1140, 1145 range. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. We will be right back.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.